This is the Composer's Datebook for the 4th of July. I'm John Zeck. Once, when someone asked JFK what his favorite song might be, the waggish former president responded, "Well, Hail to the Chief has a nice ring to it." As most people know, Hail to the Chief is the tune traditionally played to announce presidential arrivals at public events. What most people don't know is that the composer of the tune was British, one James Sanderson to be exact. Sanderson was an early 19th century violinist and conductor of the Surrey Theatre in London. Sanderson wrote incidental music for a stage adaptation of Sir Walter Scott's romantic poem The Lady of the Lake, which was published in 1810. The tune we know as Hail to the Chief must have been the hit from that London show, as it even made its way to America in short order. Sanderson's original tune, Wreaths for the Chieftain, with a new text and a new title, Hail to the Chief, was first sung in Boston in 1815 at a memorial service on Washington's birthday. It was on today's date in 1828, however, that the U.S. Marine Band first performed the song for a living president. The occasion was the groundbreaking ceremony for the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal, attended by President John Quincy Adams. The subsequent First Ladies, Julia Tyler and Sarah Polk, continued the tradition, asking the Marine Band to play Hail to the Chief to announce the arrival of their presidential spouses. By 1954, the Department of Defense established the tune as the official musical salute to their Commander-in-Chief. For more on the history of Hail to the Chief, our website has details, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.